Hi, my name is Paul Constant, and I'm the book review editor at The Stranger. I only met Kimon once at her debut reading for Breaking the Map at Arendelle Books, which was a wonderful reading. They had this sort of terrace, and she was reading down, and it was very, you know, sort of a Romeo and Juliet sort of thing. And it was a wonderful reading, and I'm glad that I got to meet her the once and tell her to her face how much I enjoyed her book. I am a big fan of her writing, and have been since I first saw it. So the first poem I'm going to read is one of the themes that she wrote about a lot, which was possibility and either standing on the precipice of making a choice and not being sure what to do, or looking back at a choice and wondering what would have happened the other way, which is something that I think I identify a lot with personally. This poem is called AKA. Countdown to parenthood, and I'm obsessed about the naming. How to sound unique and meaningful and confident and sweet and flow a natural course from first to last, but not trip teachers' tongues each day in class. A shield to thwart disastrous puns and defeat the schoolyard taunt. Not prissy or antique, not bookmarking some scandal from my past. The roots of it, dissected and defined, are useless. Syllables obscure the goal. How will I answer when you ask my name, the origin, the reasoning? Or stand to look at you, dear anonym, and know my choice could never house what you became. I did shortlist Kimon for the Genius Award when Breaking the Map came out. The Genius Award is something we do every year at The Stranger, where we give $5,000 to a person we think is a genius in various disciplines. The reasoning that I had for shortlisting her and not giving her the Genius Award was that I wanted to see the next book, and because I suspected it would be as good or better than Breaking the Map, and it is, but I can't tell her that. And it's something that it made me think about my job and being a fan and appreciating something. If something speaks to you, then you should sing it to everybody as often as you can. You know, if you really love somebody's words or somebody's art, you're never going to run out of adjectives. They're always going to come to you. So you should be as vocal and as enthusiastic as possible. So this one is called Passport. The room spins between and beneath us, karaoke lit, lyrics spilling from our lips. You and me in a dozen sequined skirts, flash framed by sandalwood and steam. On the quarter hour, love comes crooning from pompadours who missed the disco train, and everyone sings along, even the taxi boys sprawled on the curb outside. We snatch up cheap CDs, pirate gold strewn across tables at the evening market, carts hawking fruit, beer and noodles and sizzling broth. Drink and spin around again, find ourselves older, dressed for the job, tourists on standard time. For one bright pulse, stay with me dancing, singing by heart the half-broken sounds. Our music strobes across the oil-slick river, vibrates red in the mosquito-swollen night.
My name's